back with Sony, who's a Waiheke Radio DJ.
Yeah. Sony Shuffle.
Oh, that's right. Sony Shuffle. Great. So so here we are talking about a journey. So the journey that you've had with mental health.
Yes, that's right, Shrun.
Yeah. So so how did that all start? How did you first find out that maybe you had some mental health issues that were different from, you know, maybe other people?
Okay,
that was an issue that needed to be addressed.
I was fine. I went to Cambridge High School. My father, local dairy factory manager. I've got very fond memories of Cambridge and the Waikato. Trouble is when I put very high expectations on myself because I was the youngest in the family and I wanted to be brainy and bright and have a degree. I'm a journalist. But when I went to Waikato University, I stayed at Bryant Hall, which is a hostel, and University of Waikato, and I started off okay, but then we'll put it this way, I'm just not suited to hostel life, and I got very depressed, and I had to go home to my mum and dad, and so that was a start. I was 18, I was diagnosed with depression, but what happened eventually, I went through the years, I went to Victoria University, same thing, depression, hostel, same message. The next year, Dad got me a job at the BNZ in Hamilton, and I was a disaster. Depression. I just went through years of depression.
But you overcame it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. But what I'm trying to get, I won't tell you my whole history, but I'm too loud, aren't I? One stage, I got quite high. So in about 1993, I was diagnosed by Professor John Wherry at the Auckland Mental Hospital with bipolar. And then I was that, but my sisters often said Sony was showing so much evidence of bipolar before then. Anyway, I got diagnosed. I spent some time in Richmond House in Remuera, which I hated. I liked Remuera, but I didn't like the Richmond House. And then I ended up back with Mum and Dad. And there followed, I said to Mum and Dad, right, I'm 29. I want to go back to Waikato. I'm feeling really good. I want to go back to Waikato University. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to finish that degree.
So what was your degree in?
It was wonderful. And the people at university were so supportive. And I loved it.
What did you do your degree in?
Well, I did. It was almost a double major in English Literature and Screen and Media Studies.
Oh, right.
But in the end, I just couldn't quite grip the third year paper in Screen and Media. I did some acting papers too. And I also got a job voluntary at Community Radio AM 1206 in Hamilton. And I was just feeling great. You know, to get that degree was such an achievement because it wasn't just that I had the brains, but to achieve it, to stick at it and get it. And I've just got to thank the people at University of Waikato and the counsellor I had. And then after that, my two sisters, Andrea and Jill, were living on Waiheke Island. And they said, well, Sonny, come up to Waiheke. You don't want to stay with Mum and, because Mum and Dad are getting quite elderly. So November the 7th, 2004, I arrived on Waiheke Island. I've been there before, and I've never looked back. I mean, it's just been great.
Lovely.
I've done loads of voluntary work. I met neat people, the sea, the beach, just everything.
You've got a lovely radio show.
Yeah, I love my radio show, all that wonderful, happy music. Mm. People out there, I know it sounds a bit of a pain, but I'm into positivity. I'm into going and feeling good and doing and being functional. I don't like negativity. I just, I've learned a lot.
Mm. So someone said to me that a nice way of thinking of the island, they said this last week, was that it was the island of renewal. That people came here to, you know, they might stay a short time, they might stay the rest of their lives, but that it was a place where people felt they could regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else said that there's actually a story about the Te Arawa canoe coming up in the Rangihoa catchment area, and the waka had been completely battered in the by the sea, and so they also came here to renew the boat and renew themselves. And I thought that was a really that captured things really well. Mm. So lovely. So how does one, what makes things better? You're in a really, really positive space. I know that I've seen you in a space that hasn't been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So what brings about the change, or how do these things come about?
Well, I think the big thing for me is writing and singing because, okay, to be honest, my family have not encouraged my singing, but to me, it's important to me. I write words, I sing, I go down by Blackpool Beach, I sing. It's just so good. And also the support, Horizons Mental Health Peer Support Group, a computer course I go to, just respect by people, the library. But my writing and the voice is the most important thing to me. To get it out, to get what, because I write honestly what I feel. I write it, I sing it, I do it. It's good, very good.
Lovely. And so I see you've got a poem here for us today.
Yeah, I have. I recently have compiled a poetry booklet for myself, which I have been working on for ever since I've been on Waiheke. I'm always writing poetry, and I've just recently made a book. But this is a lovely one someone said she really liked, and it's called Finding a Love of Self. I am finding myself where I really am, in the true space in my inner core, where the real women play their games of heart-rendering sorrow and bliss. I am there, I am reality, for the trumpets to blare as I take my first steps out of my heart into the world of my own creation. No longer dependent on family and friends, reliant on myself as I can only truly be. Do not try to stop me, for I alone call the shots in my life.
Wow, well, that was quite powerful. Have you entered that into competition, or it's quite an empowering poem?
Well, I've got quite a few of them. Do you remember? Oh, what was it called? A poetry festival at Tivoli about November last year or something.
Yes.
Well, I got up and read my poetry, and they call me a performance poet now.
Oh, lovely.
And it rather interests me because you watch women or men, they've written amazing stuff, but they just can't seem to, they've got very soft voices and it doesn't seem to come out, but with me, I can do it.
Yes. No, that was tremendous. Great.
You.
So so you've made this little collection?
Through adult literacy.
Oh, terrific.
Or adult education, you know, Donald Bruce Road.
So have you done a few of their courses?
Well, that's a funny thing. I belong to a group called Horizons, which is a mental health peer support group here on the island. And through them and through Tam Taylor, we've done various courses. This is the first computer course. But I've done art courses with Bridget Oatley Stevens. And a writing course was at Mike. He's a tutor at the university.
Ah, yes, Mike Johnson.
That's right. He's done writing courses.
Yes. Oh, is he the person that you did the poetry with?
No, I did this all off the cuff by myself. I don't actually, I know it sounds a bit skitey, but I don't actually need a lot of tuition in poetry. I just do it.
No, I just meant if that was the space in which you created it was as part of a course.
That was the computer course at adult education, whatever you call it, adult education. Yeah. And a woman called Jane, an English lady.
So there's some really lovely courses down there.
Oh, there's great courses there.
Great, good. Well, thanks very much for that. That sounds really interesting.
And just one little thing. Yep. To all those women and men suffering from mental illnesses, just be true to yourself, love yourself, go out there, you can have a good life. Whoa.
Yes. Well, that was very inspirational. Yes. And especially when this, do you find you're affected by the weather? If it's
actually
sunny,
I like the cool. No, I'm different from everybody else. I like the cooler weather. I love cold weather.
Lovely.
I get out there walking and talking. Yeah. The hot weather is just too much.
Mm. But the sun, does that affect you?
No, especially because I've got psoriasis. But the sun is good, but I can't hang it. You know, when we were young, we used to sunbake ourselves and cooking oil, basically, but now I don't sunbathe. Mm. I swim at Nudie Beach. The sea's really good for me. I love the sea, but I don't sunbathe now.
Lovely. Great. Well, that was Sony from Sony Shuffle.